Raising the cowl of the robe over his head, he kept to the shadows, his height alone enough to draw attention. With security lax, he was able to circulate among the grounded vessels without difficulty. He ignored the smaller inter-system ships in favor of long-haul freighters, and even then, only those that appeared to be in good condition. Munalinst was several hyperspace jumps distant, and only a ship with adequate jump capability could deliver him there without too much delay. After an hour of searching, he found one to his liking. A product of core engineering, the freighter had to be a half a century old, but it had been well maintained and retrofitted with modern sensor suites and subspace drives. That it bore no legend suggested that the ship's captain wasn't interested in having the ship make a name for itself. Longer than it was wide, LS-4473 had a narrow fantail, an undermount cockpit, and broad cargo bay doors which permitted it to take on large freight. With the registry number stored in his comlink, Plagueis angled his way to the Spaceport Authority building. At that time of night, the dilapidated structure was all but deserted, save for two thick-necked Konmi guards who were sleeping on duty. Loosening the robe's sash to provide ready access to his lightsabers, Plagueis eased past them and disappeared through the main doors. Faint light from unoccupied offices spilled into the dark hallways. On the second floor, he found the registrar's office, which overlooked the largest of the landing zones and the silent bay beyond. A comp that had been an antique 20 years earlier sat atop a desk in a smaller private office. Plagueis placed his comlink alongside the machine, and an instant later had sliced into the spaceport control network. A search for the freighter revealed that it did indeed go by a name, the Wobegon, out of Ord Mantell. Scheduled to launch the following morning, the ship, with her crew of eight, including one droid, was bound for several worlds in the Aurel sector, carrying cargoes of fresh sea life. According to the manifest, the cargo had already cleared customs and was housed in a refrigerated hangar awaiting transfer to the ship. The good news was that the Wobegon's ultimate destination was Ithor, on the far side of the Hydean Way. A side trip to Munalinst, therefore, might not strike the crew as too great a detour. Plagueis called up an image of the freighter's captain, whose name was given as Elan La. Opening himself fully to the Force, he studied the image for a long moment. Then, exhaling slowly, he stood, erased all evidence of his technological intrusions, and returned the comlink to his robe's inner pocket. The Wobegon had been waiting for him.